just a boy. They must be out of their mind. Killed the lion, and the bear. This guy is just the next in line. Just a boy. These are men. All cowering in doubt. The boys will see a man when he knocks the giant out. Yeah! God had put a troubled spirit on the sovereign who had faltered in the spirit, agitated such that Saul could not bear it. David got anointed, then appointed to Saul's service as a harpist for the purpose of appeasing the king's spirit. And so it came to be, God put David in Saul's presence and gave David special favor in the eyes of the king. Meanwhile, on the battlefront, the army of Israel found itself in a standoff with a giant Philistine. Goliath was the giant, more than 9 feet tall, calling Israel to give a man to settle it all, defiantly provoking all the men gathered against him. Goliath made a coward of the army of Saul. Enter David to the scene, wondering what he's seeing. Can't be serious, he's thinking, we're the people of God. Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. I'll go kill the giant if the rest of you will not. His brother burned in anger, Saul called him just a boy. The king explained that David couldn't face the Philistine. But David said to Saul, I have kept my father's sheep, killed the lion and the bear, just put me in the ring.
Just a boy.
Just a boy,
just a boy.
They must be out of their mind. Killed the lion,
and the bear.
This guy is just the next in line. Just a boy,
these are men.
All cowering in doubt. The boys will see a man when he knocks the giant out. Just a boy,
just a boy,
just a boy. They must be out of their mind. Killed the lion, and the bear. This guy is just the next in line. Just a boy,
These are men,
all cowering in doubt. The boys will see a man when he knocks the giant out. Just a boy,
just a boy.